Markets read the room, Iran risk, AI doubt, and the chip story. S&P futures opened Thursday around 7,682, but drifted lower through the overnight session, sitting near 7,669, off approximately 0.09% from the prior close, as markets absorbed continued Iran uncertainty and parsed Altman's AI infrastructure warning. The tech sector has been pricing significant optimism into AI revenue trajectories, and a credible signal from OpenAI's chief executive that build-out has outpaced demand is the kind of catalyst that loosens those assumptions without triggering a correction-level shock. Treasury Secretary Bessent's confirmation that 19 of the 20 G20 nations agreed Beijing's export subsidy model is economically unsustainable carries direct market implications. When the diagnosis commands that level of consensus, coordinated responses, tariffs, market access restrictions, procurement rules excluding Chinese suppliers become more likely. That dynamic represents a structural tailwind for domestic manufacturers competing with Chinese firms in steel, solar panels, electric vehicles, and AI hardware components, and a headwind for import-dependent retail and consumer electronics. Intel's decision to retain its Folsom campus and the Altman bubble warning are almost mirror images. Altman argues too much capital is flowing into GPU infrastructure against insufficient demand, while Intel's move signals confidence that demand for domestic semiconductor capacity is real and durable. Both positions cannot be entirely right, and the market will sort that disagreement over the next 18 to 24 months. The cybersecurity dimension, 153 million drivers license scans on the dark web and Booz Allen's autonomous hacking claim, has its own commercial logic. Events like the license breach are devastating for victims but tend to accelerate enterprise security spending and adjust insurance premiums in ways that flow through to managed security service providers. Meta's camera-bricking decision similarly sets a precedent with commercial implications. The liability-driven logic is clear, but user backlash creates reputational costs that may appear in next-generation product adoption curves.